Well, over the past 3 weeks, we've been remembering together. We've been remembering the work of God in the past, his rescue of his people, how words, songs, and the meal of Holy Communion help us to remember and share. We've been remembering the work of Jesus, those encounters he had as he interacted with people, people's changed lives, those disciples on the road to Emmaus whose hearts burned within them. Remembering the work of the Spirit, how we can be emboldened to share our stories like Peter and John in Acts 4 last week, so that others come to know the good news of the saving love of God. We've remembered the work of God, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and today we remember through this story of the woman at the well when we can play our part. So let's pray before we head to John's Gospel. Lord God, we thank you that as we look back, we see your faithfulness and you see the way in which you have worked through different people at different times. Help us today to be those who hear your call and respond with boldness to what you call us to. Amen. Well, there are times, aren't there, when an image from a newspaper or from our TV screens really strikes us. Maybe you've seen in the past few weeks those crowds of Ukrainians walking calmly towards a Russian tank, being pushed back by civilians armed with nothing more than companionship and a flag. Or from history, we could think of those movements that are started by one person or a collection of people that only then went on to succeed with the work of many. Rosa Parks' refusal to give up her seat to allow a white passenger to sit down on a bus in Montgomery County in 1955 helped spark solidarity of action against discrimination on the basis of skin color in America. An ordinary person taking a stand and then working with others to dream of a different future. As we've thought about our own remember when moments in the last few weeks and the way that they've affected our whole lives, hopefully it's made us realize that God works in many different ways through all kinds of people. Because sisters and brothers, evangelism is not for the specialist alone. It is a team sport for everyone. Yes, there are those who are particularly gifted at talking to others about Jesus, about sharing faith, about helping people come to understand God's love for themselves. But I love Paul's encouragement to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:5, where he says, "Do the work of an evangelist." Not he has to become one, pretend he has the gift of it. He has to do the work of it. We all have a part to play. Did you know that you simply admitting that you've been to church today to some of your friends this week and that your friend or your colleague or your neighbor would be welcome to join you one day, maybe for Easter or another occasion, might be a step on their journey of faith? We all have a part to play. So come with me to John chapter 4, page 1066 in the church Bibles. We're going to look through this story and focus on those last verses that we heard read to you. It's a story with unexpected outcomes. The woman at the well isn't deliberately seeking a spiritual encounter. She's just going to get water. You might know this story really well. You might not. If you're reading 40 Women, our Lent book for this year, then you'll get to her story just before Easter. You know, gathering water was a normal part of life. But this woman is gathering water in the heat of the day. If you look down at verses 6 and 7, from what we learn of the woman's domestic arrangements later in the story, it may be that she has been ostracized by the other women of the town who would normally have come early in the day to draw water. Yes, there's a lot going on in this woman's relationships. She perhaps spends some of the lonely walk to the well reflecting on her past choices. Or she might be happily singing to herself. We don't know what is on her mind as she approaches the well, but she does so consciously when it's going to be quiet. But as she approaches the well, the coast is not clear. Rather, there is a man. A man alone. A Jewish man alone. And he speaks, "Will you give me a drink?" Layers of complexity and pain in relationships between men and women, between Samaritans and Jews, and between this particular woman faced with a man alone. The woman has simply come to draw water. She's not come to engage in an awkward conversation or get into any kind of trouble. She's simply come to draw water. Perhaps in your story of coming to faith, you weren't particularly looking for God, or perhaps you were. Were you seeking answers to life's big questions? Were you amazed by the life of a new child? Were you struggling with grief or uncertainty? Or were you just doing the equivalent of drawing water? Were you just doing something normal, something everyday, and something, someone entered your life and drew you to know the saving love of God? Unexpected outcomes from that walk to the well. And the woman at the well reminds us that God can do far more with what we bring him than we could ever expect. I wonder if you've ever seen a famous person at an event or just on the street. Sometimes if it's a crowded street or across a restaurant, you might not be 100% sure who it is, or if it really is them. What would you tell your friends? Would you say, "I definitely saw this really famous person," and they would be impressed with you? Or would you say, "I think I saw someone who maybe possibly looked a little bit like someone who may possibly be famous"? Doesn't sound quite so impressive, does it? After this woman meets Jesus, after they talk together, after he demonstrates his knowledge of her life and her complex home life, after they talk about new life and living water, after he said that he is the Messiah, "I am he," he says to her, she returns to the town in verses 28 and 29, and what does she say? She runs to the town and she asks, "Could this be the Messiah?" She doesn't have all the answers. She's not certain. But she still invites people to come and meet Jesus for themselves. She is not the most eloquent of witnesses, but she reports her experience of Jesus to anyone who will hear. And as a result of this woman's testimony, many of the Samaritans encountered Jesus for themselves and chose to believe that, yes, Jesus was the Messiah, something those disciples would never have expected. Jesus then spends time in that place after she has prepared the way. Are there people who we would never expect to encounter Jesus? We just say, they're just not that kind of person. In this story, although the woman was likely to fear people's reactions, the person of Jesus whom she had encountered was too good not to share. And she became one of the first people in the church's legacy of witnessing to Jesus. Her unexpected encounter with Jesus gave her the courage to trust God with the outcome of sharing him. Unexpected outcomes from that walk to the well. And she is, isn't she, an unexpected witness. We often particularly have an image in our minds, the type of person that God works through. The Bible shows us that we've all got, actually, a part to play. Scripture is full of God using unexpected people. Moses coming up against Pharaoh, Rahab helping the spies, Peter, the hot-headed disciple who denied Jesus, but on whose confession Jesus built his church. Jesus himself was unexpected. God's Son chose to take on flesh, to humble himself, to take the form of a carpenter from Nazareth. As Philip says, nothing good has ever come from Galilee. So let's think a little bit more about this story of the woman at the well. I'm sad that she doesn't have a name. Jews and Samaritans hated each other, so it was scandalous for Jesus, a Jewish rabbi, that is a teacher, a person of faith, to be speaking with a Samaritan woman. Not only that, but the woman was collecting water in the heat of the day. She wasn't just socially distancing. Her actions suggest that she was marginalized by her community and avoided interaction with them. Jesus has met with this woman at the well, and in her haste to tell others, she even forgets the purpose of her original journey. Did you notice that? She leaves the water jars at the well. In the excitement of having met Jesus and with a new path to go on, she's literally on a new path. The one who would have avoided people, perhaps the one who was looked down on by others, the one not engaged with, perhaps the other women in the town, gave a hard stare at their husbands whenever this woman was around. And suddenly she is acting as the town crier, as the newsreader for the mission of Jesus. How often do we allow our feelings about ourselves to dictate our service to God, rather than actually what God says about us? You may have been told that your story isn't that special, or actually you aren't that great with people, or probably best let others with more training or a job title speak to others about Jesus. No, we all have a part to play. God says to each of us, if we have put our faith in him, you are my child. You are part of the family. You are part of the team. In their book, The Words Out, Mail and Wester write this: God wants to use us as we are and not as we think we should be. God wants to work through our character, our background, our personality and interests. We don't have to become somebody else or a caricature of ourselves before we can be involved in God's adventure of evangelism. There are unexpected outcomes, unexpected witnesses, and unexpected community we see flourish at the end of this section. In order to hear Jesus, we all need to play our part in sharing our own encounters with him. The woman at the well might have been an unexpected choice, but she simply shared what she knew of Jesus and invited others to come and meet him for themselves. The Easter Story Trail over the last 2 weeks has been a great opportunity for about 900 primary school children and just over 100 adults to experience the good news of the Easter story. I wonder what your neighbours know about that story. I wonder what your neighbours know about Jesus. I wonder what difference they think faith could make. If we want our culture, if we want our community to have a clearer picture of who Jesus is, we all need to share what we've seen of him. That's why we're working with other churches in Poynton to bring about Love Poynton, both social action projects in the weeks around the festival and the festival weekend. The events planned are essentially an invitation. Come and meet, come and see. Come and meet some of the members of local churches, and in conversation and in talks from the stage, hear about the good news of Jesus. Now, you might share something of your story with someone this week. And I'm going to be honest with you, that after you've done that, there is a possibility that nothing might change. There might be no visible change. They might not seem to be even that interested after you've shared. We're called to tell, to show, to pray. It might be that in 10 years' time, when someone finds themselves sat here at St. George's, in another church in Poynton, or in somewhere else entirely, as they give their testimony, they'll say, there was a friend, there was a colleague, there was a neighbour who, a number of years ago now, shared something of their story with me. And at first, there wasn't much change. But it was the beginning of where I found faith. Some questions to think about as we draw to a close. What stories have you remembered of your relationship with God during this sermon series? Have we thought about remembering God's action, his interaction? What have you remembered? What expectations do you have when you share your faith? Who has God laid on your heart that you would love to see encounter Jesus? Who might we have written off in our evangelism because we're not sure how they might respond? We see in John 4 an encounter with Jesus and a witness to what he has said and done that makes a difference to so many people in a town. This must encourage us that God uses unexpected people to be his witnesses. All of us have different but equally important parts to play in God's adventure or of evangelism. Together, we can make Jesus known. Let's pray. God, we thank you that you call people to follow you, to be disciples, to be followers. And as part of that, you ask each of us to be your witnesses. As we think about the stories of your faithfulness, as we think about those you have laid on our hearts, even those that we might have given up on, help us to speak and act in ways which point others to you, so we might see your kingdom grow for your glory. Amen.